Well, one of the most important landmarks, and certainly among the most solemn sights in central Illinois, is the Lincoln Tomb. The interior, though, has been closed for months as work's been going on there. It is set to open on Tuesday. Chris Wills is a spokesman for the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency, and he's here to talk more about the project. Chris, what was the need for this work to be done there?
Well, there'd just been some small deterioration over the years, and we wanted to stop it and fix it before it turned into a real problem. So, for instance, there had been some leakage from the roof that had discolored the ceiling inside the rotunda of the tomb. So we repaired that so that the interior looks all nice and shiny. There were some cracks in the walls, in the stonework, and so plaster and stone experts went in and fixed that before it could turn into a real problem.
And this tomb, of course, for people that don't know, goes back pretty far. We're talking quite a number of years.
Right. We're coming up soon on the 150th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's death. The tomb wasn't built exactly the year he died. There were several years of construction. But we're talking about a building that's, darn near 150 years old.
You mentioned the cracks, things like that. That sounds kind of minor, maybe like settling of a place, something that a place would have to go through. At the same time, are we talking about, like, are there any serious structural issues, or is it holding up pretty well for that age?
It seems to be holding up quite well. It was significantly rebuilt in, I believe, the 30s. So there was some work done then that probably helped repair it and strengthen it for the long haul. And there have been some problems with drainage in the cemetery directing water toward the tomb that we've had to deal with. So we've had some problems, but all in all, it's in good shape. And that's one of the reasons that this project was so necessary, is you have to get ahead of any long-term problems and get in there and fix things before they become serious.
For tourists coming to town, they were put out a little bit, I guess, because they couldn't get inside to see it. I'm sure there were some people, disappointed by that. So only they could go to the exterior, walk around, rub Lincoln's nose, that type
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get inside where Lincoln and much of his family are located in there. Did you hear from people about that? Did you hear any complaints?
I didn't know. Now, the people out at the site may have heard from a few disappointed families or whatnot, but it wasn't a large enough problem that it went up the chain in the agency. We gave people plenty of notice, like tour groups and such, that the tomb would be closed. So we didn't have, buses showing up with 100 people expecting to get in. So that minimized that problem. And also we timed it so that it would take place during the winter months when you have relatively small numbers out there anyway. So we think the number of people who were inconvenienced by this is relatively small, and the results are going to be well worth the minor inconvenience.
Well, can you discuss how important this site is from a tourist point of view and from the agency's point of view? I mean, I think when people come to Springfield, certainly many of them come for the Lincoln sites. This is one of those sites, going to Oak Ridge Cemetery, seeing the Lincoln Tomb. It's one of those locations that people, it's a must-see location.
Right, right. In some ways, I don't think you can pick out any one Lincoln site in Springfield. They form a mass together that make it worth families coming here and spending a day at the Lincoln Home, at the Lincoln Museum, at the Lincoln Tomb. But certainly, of all the sites, the tomb is one of the most iconic. It's a place where everybody in Illinois practically is going to stop at some time in their childhood and see the place and, as you said, rub the nose. Oak Ridge Cemetery, where the tomb is located, is the second most visited cemetery in the nation. The only cemetery that receives more visitors is Arlington National Cemetery. And the reason Oak Ridge Cemetery is such a tourist site is because of Abraham Lincoln's tomb.
I did not realize that the interior had undergone some other changes through the years. You mentioned this work. The workers were able to locate some of the original paint and things like that. So are we actually moving this back to more of how it looked originally?
Yes. Originally, you could not go into the tomb and see where Lincoln and his family lay at rest. There was an entrance, but you couldn't see the actual grave. You had to do that from an outside doorway. So in the 30s, they changed the interior so people could actually go in and walk through the tomb and pay their respects. So that was the big change then. And then what they've done now, as we said, is spruce the place up, repair stains on the ceiling and so forth. And so while they were doing that, they stripped away some of the old paint, made sure that what they were putting on now is more historically accurate. So I think if you went in today, you would see something very similar to what they had 60, 70 years ago.
Was there anything surprising that was discovered during the project?
Not in this project in particular, but there are surprises that still pop up from time to time. For instance, not too long ago, maybe about a year ago, some workers were in the interior of the tomb behind the scenes and found some old chunks of marble. And they started doing some detective work and realized that these were pieces of Lincoln's original sarcophagus, the marble chamber that held his coffin. It apparently was broken during some of that construction work that took place back in the 30s, and the fragments were just kind of put in a pile someplace. So when the workers found that and our historians figured out exactly what they had, we retrieved it. We now have them kept safely, and that was a nice surprise.
And, of course, we're coming up on the 150th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's assassination, his return to Springfield following that. What is being planned for commemorating that event?
Well, we're looking at a number of options. The Old State Capitol will play a big part in it because that's where Lincoln's body lay at rest when it was brought to Springfield. So we're looking at displays, ways that we can show visitors there what that was like. Then, of course, at the Lincoln Presidential Museum, there's an entire room dedicated to recreating what Lincoln's lying in state was like. And it's a very solemn, very moving scene. And we're going to figure out a way to make that available to more people. We're looking at possibly offering a reduced admission during the weekend of the funeral anniversary so people can go in and see that. And then, of course, we expect huge numbers of people to visit the tomb next year around the anniversary. And that's one reason we wanted to get this work done now, to make sure it looked as nice as possible, was as befitting as possible for a president of Lincoln's stature.
I look forward to hearing more about the plans for that as you get closer. And Chris Wills is with the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency as a spokesman. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.